96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
You live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your face needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie app and Bank of America. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, what are you guys doing today? Are you just, like, tooling around? Are you running errands? That's what my family always tells me they're doing. What you doing? I'm just running some errands.
That means they're getting their nails done.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a word that kind of, like, means anything. It means I'm busy, I can't do anything you need me to do, because I'm running errands. Maybe you're running errands because you need to pick up some home improvement product, some paint, some spackle, a couple of 2x4s. I ran errands this weekend because I was refinishing a floor. So I ran lots of errands to pick up polyurethane and stuff, and it came out pretty good. I'll tell you more about that a little bit later. But anyway, whatever you guys are doing, if it involves your house, your home, your castle, and you want some advice on how to fix it up, how to improve it, how to solve maybe something that's not looking so hot, how to save some money. Do you want to hire a contractor? You don't know which one or which one to pick, and they're all telling you different things. Well, we can help with all of that because we've been at this for over 20 years, and we are kind of like your coach, your helper, your home improvement therapist, whatever you need. We can help you solve your home improvement questions and problems and DIY dilemmas and make your house the best it can be. You got to help yourself first, though. If you've got questions, reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or post your questions at moneypit.com. And brand new, you can also post your questions to us by downloading the Money Pit Vox Pop app, a new way to get in touch with us. And I will tell you that those of you that will check out our new app and send us some questions, you're going to get your questions answered first, guaranteed. So check it out. The link's at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, if you've had it with the drafts and are seriously ready to update your windows this spring, well, you might find that it is one very confusing experience. But there's a trick that makes it a lot easier, and we're going to share a code that explains everything so you can pick the best windows for your house.
And a garbage disposer is one of those products that once you have one, you're never going to be without one again. But if you don't have one, there are a few key features that can make all the difference. We're going to share some tips.
And one of the most awkward things to have to hook up is a dryer exhaust duct. You got to be sort of a contortionist to get that duct hooked up just right behind the machine. Because if you don't get it right, lint can build up and that can lead to a fire. So we're going to share some tips to make that project a lot easier.
That's right. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on, what you're planning on tackling this coming spring season. Whatever it is, we're here to lend a hand. So give us a call, shoot us a text, post your question, whatever it is, we're standing by.
And that number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or post your questions to moneypit.com. com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Well, we all deal with neighbors sometimes, and sometimes they're better than others, and sometimes they're really, really loud, just like Marilyn's daughter's neighbor. What is going on over there?
The walls are so thin that she can hear them at a regular, she says, I haven't heard it, but she says at a regular volume. So she
right.
has moved her, she switched her bedroom over and her living room over so they don't share that wall, but it's still just as bad. So it's not that they're, how do I put it, you know, hollering or...
Yeah, they're not loud.
Parties.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Yeah,
she can
right.
hear them.
Yeah.
And she says, the worst thing is I can hear what they're saying. And they're 23
right.
years old, at these couple of girls, gals, and Anne is
too 39 much information,
now.
Huh?
So she's starting to... realize, oh my gosh,
man.
What they're talking
yeah.
about is not what I want to
yeah.
be talking about. So,
yeah.
okay. So what do you
think? So, okay,
suggest?
You know, that's, yeah, I love that. I love that phrase. The walls are very thin. I mean, a lot of folks think they're actually physically thin like paper. They're not usually. It's just that's because of the way the construction is done. There's a lot of ways for sound to transmit. So typically in a condo, they take steps to make sure that doesn't happen. They use different types of sound deadening approaches. They put some types of insulation. There's a type of rock wool insulation that has sound deadening capabilities that is typically used in a wall like that. But the problem is that these kinds of changes can't be made without taking the wall apart, basically taking the sheetrock off.
Can you do something on her side of the wall? That's what I'm questioning. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, no, I understand that. You'd have to, right, you'd have to disassemble her house from her side, and I don't think that's going to happen. She's probably not even allowed to do that. Here's the things that you could do. First of all, you can put a second layer of, if you want to go this far, you could put a second layer of drywall over the drywall that's there right now. And there's a special type of glue. It's called green glue. And it's a sound deadening glue. And you need a lot of it. And basically, it comes in like a caulking tube. And you cover the wall with the stuff. And then glue and screw the second layer of drywall on top of that. And that creates a barrier that will absorb some of the sound. There's also a type of drywall that has sound deadening built into it. One of the manufacturers is Quiet Rock. I forget what company makes it, but I know that name, Quiet Rock. And basically, it's a sound-deadening drywall. But you have to remember that sound gets in not only through the drywall itself, but it also gets in around the holes that are in the wall. And I'm talking about the outlets, the light switches, the heating ducts. There are other ways to seal around those. But again, it's something you usually do from behind the outlet box, for example. There's a material that's kind of like a putty. It comes in a sheet that you pack behind these to kind of quiet them down. So this is not easy. Leslie, what about from a decorating standpoint? Is there some sort of a wall covering you can think of that might act as a barrier and help to catch some of those sound waves so they don't as easily sort of transmit through?
Well, I mean, it's interesting because I've definitely kept sound within a room, like when you're making a home theater or something like that. There's acoustical wall tiles or acoustical wall framing systems, and in some of those you kind of put a channel system onto the wall that kind of snaps open and closed, and then there's a piece of acoustical foam that you can wrap with fabric or get sort of pre-treated with a color. Depends on the system that you buy and put together. And they're all relatively easy to install, the DIY ones. I mean, the flipping and snapping can be tricky when you get to the last parts of the fabric, depending on which one. But for the most part, I've had success. They've done well. In my sister's apartment, when they lived on 6th Avenue, their neighbor was super noisy. We did the wall behind their bed. They had a lot of success with reducing the noise there. I've done them in home theaters. So there are systems that you can do yourself, and that can be done with fabric, with this acoustical foam, with these track systems. It's just a matter of what budget you're comfortable with and the level of self-installation or hiring the pro.
Oh, thank you. I can't thank you enough. I can't believe that you called back. This is great.
Oh, you're welcome. Good luck. Take care now.
Mike in Little Rock, Arkansas, you've got the money pit. What can we do for you today?
Well, I've been doing some remodeling on my house, and it's been going on since about 2018. I'm kind of doing it piecemeal as I can afford things, and we're getting ready to list it probably later this springtime. And I want to know if I can list it as newly remodeled or freshly remodeled, what would be the best way to list it? Because it has taken me 3-4 years to do it.
I mean, I think it's fair to say that it's newly remodeled. I mean, remodeling doesn't wear out. And if you had an older house, what kinds of projects did you do? What was remodeled here?
Oh, I added a den. I put down new laminated vinyl floors. I put in several pocket doors, added a powder room, changed the bathroom from a tub to a walk-in shower.
How about like newly remodeled and freshly updated? Because that kind of covers it. Realtors are always good at those, at all those descriptions, right? But no, I think it's fair. Listen, you know, houses last a lifetime, and the fact that you spent 3 years fixing this up, especially since two of the last 3 years pretty much were slowed down by the pandemic, I think it's fair to say that. I don't think you're misrepresenting anything. And then you could fill in the blanks there, let folks know what you did. In fact, that would give you kind of a leg up on the competition, too. We always say that it's a good idea to have an inventory that lists your improvements when you put a house on the market, especially if any of those improvements are energy saving, because that's really attractive to folks today as well. So I think that's certainly fair for you to use those phrases in your listing. And then, of course, you could add some additional detail when you complete any kind of a property sort of inventory where you sort of list the features and benefits of the place and include those types of improvements.
Great. I appreciate that. That's what I'll do.
All right. Good luck with your project. And we hope that you sell it quickly and for a lot of money.
Me too. Thanks a lot.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Reach out with your DIY questions to us at 888-MONEYPIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and Angie connects you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. Check out Angie.com to start your next home project today.
And if you guys have thought about purchasing new windows but found out the process is pretty confusing, there is a simple rating that can cut through all the claims of energy efficiency, which is so important, because every window salesman you talk to claims that your house is going to be so energy efficient, you're going to save so much money if you just only were to buy their windows. Not always true. We're going to tell you the one reliable way to compare and contrast the energy performance of windows, doors, and skylights in today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
No one likes stepping onto a cold tile floor in the winter, especially with bare feet.
With SunTouch floor warming, that never has to happen again. You can easily install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and enjoy warm floors for just pennies a day.
Fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro. SunTouch has all the products and support you need.
Join millions of households across America and choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at suntouch.com.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-719-3102. 855-719-3102. That's 855-719-3102.
A new year means new home projects, and Angie, formerly Angie's List, makes it easy to get the job done right, from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will actually handle the rest from start to finish or connect you to a top pro who can. So start crossing things off that 2022 to-do list in just a few taps. Download that free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials, a power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
The Money Pit is presented by SunTouch Floor Warming. Ditch your slippers this winter and step onto warm, cozy floors all year round with SunTouch Floor Warming. Easily install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and enjoy warm floors for just pennies a day. Learn more at suntouch.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, we're going to give you some help with your home projects, so follow the Money Pit podcast. Whether you're doing or you're dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be.
It's super easy. Just go to moneypit.com/podcast and choose your favorite player.
Heading out to California. Cindy, what is going on? How can we help you?
We have downgraded to a smaller home, and we bought this cute little house that has got this beautiful six-burner gas stove. And the people that built the house put the stove right next to a wooden cabinet, and I can't use somebody turned one burner on against the wall, and it caught the cabinet on fire. So I need to find out what I can put against that wall that will either allow me to use the burners on the stove or not be able to use them at all and just have it look pretty.
You know, Leslie, so many folks love to have those very large commercial-style stoves today, but there's a lot more to them than you think because you have all of this additional power in terms of the burners, and also you need better venting, right? You can't use a typical vent. And in Cindy's case here, she's got a serious fire risk. So my thought is this. Tell me if you think this makes sense. First of all, I would get in touch with the manufacturer of the stove because there will be a specification for installation that will give you step-by-step exactly what has to be done to make sure that the surfaces around this range are fire-resistant. You know, there are things that that we could suggest, but they may or may not work. You know, putting stainless steel, for example, on this side of the cabinet could help, but then again, it might just heat up and you could burn yourself on it. So I don't want to be able, I don't want to give you any specific advice about how to make the rest of the area that surrounds this fireproof, because I know it does exist. The manufacturers of these types of commercial ranges will have them. You really need to kind of take a step back and see how it should have been installed and then decide how you can modify your existing kitchen to make it work.
Well, considering that most homeowners only replace windows every 20 to 30 years, choosing the right windows among the dozens of choices that are out there today is kind of difficult. We're going to share some tips in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Well, the secret is this. There is such a thing as a rating code. It's a label. It's developed by the NFRC, which stands for the National Fenestration Rating Council. Fenestration is another fun word, isn't it? It means like windows and doors. Fenestration. The National Fenestration Rating Council are helping you out here because it allows you to quickly compare the energy performance of windows and doors and skylights.
Yeah, and now two of the NFRC's ratings are particularly important for you to know. The U factor and the solar heat gain coefficient. Now, you might see that as SHGC. If you understand these ratings, you can make a smart decision when you're comparing energy-efficient replacement windows, which can help you save some money on heating and air conditioning costs.
Yeah, so first let's talk about that U factor. So the U factor measures how well a window prevents heat from escaping a building. And it's rated from 0.09 up to 1.2. Now, what you're looking for is a low number here. The lower the U factor, the better the product is at keeping heat from getting out.
Yeah, and now the solar heat gain coefficient, that's going to tell us how effectively that window will block the sun's solar radiation and heat. It's going to be rated on a scale of 0 to 1. The lower the SHGC, the better those windows are at blocking out that unwanted solar heat.
Now, there are two other ratings that are also part of the NFRC label. Visible transmittance, which measures how much light gets through the windows, and condensation resistance, which tells you how good a window is at keeping moisture from forming on the inside or between the panes, and air leakage, which tells you how good a window is at keeping out the drafts. All good information to know.
Yeah, and all of this information is right there on the NFRC label, which should be on each and every window when you're out there shopping. So you want to make sure to refer to that sticker when you're looking at those windows, because this really is the most independent and accurate information that you're going to find.
And that's today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Apply at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Jim in Arkansas is on the line with a chimney question. How can we help you today?
Well, the reason I called is because I have an issue with my fireplace. It's just a regular wood burner. It doesn't have an insert in it. And I want to seal the chimney for health and energy loss reasons. You know, I was thinking about putting a steel plate on the top, because here in the Ozarks, whenever we get bad weather and that wind is howling, it sounds like a freight train coming through my fireplace, and I have quite a bit of a draft. And the damper, you know, just does not hold, you know, securely enough, so I don't get that air through there. I was wondering, can you give me some advice as to who to contact, if it's feasible to do something like this? Is safety a concern?
It's certainly feasible to do this project. It's sort of the kind of project that you got to be a bit creative with, because what you're going to want to do is try to form some sort of weather-tight shield across the top of the flue. I would tell you that whatever you do to this, make it removable, because chances are if you sell this house at some point in the future, you know, somebody might find it really attractive to have a fireplace there in the Ozarks and want to, you know, reactivate this chimney, so to speak. So however you seal it across the top, you got to find an easy way to do that. You know, one thing that comes to mind is that there's a damper that fits in the top of a chimney liner, and it's sort of like a weighted heavy metal door. And the way it's activated is that there's a stainless steel cable that goes down through the middle of the chimney, and it's hooked onto the side of the fireplace. And when you release the cable, the door flops open. So that would be a way to put a device up there that's really designed for a flue and will serve the dual purpose of sealing off the draft from the top.
Okay. Well, I thank you very much for giving me the time, and I love your show. Listen to it 2 hours every Sunday morning.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Jim. It's nice to hear. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and you can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com. Coming up, it's technically known as a food waste disposer, but most of us just call them garbage disposers. If you're ready to buy one for the first time or maybe upgrade the one you've got, we're going to share some tips on the best options out there next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E.com.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
You rely on your vehicle every day, whether it's for your commute, family, team practice, or even your weekend getaway. Your vehicle should be in tip-top shape, and Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive is here to help. If you're interested in a new paint job, touch-up, or collision repair for damaged dings and dents, call Mako for a free estimate at 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and a tap house rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House, pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes. We do little dishes. We do internet dishes. We even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
The wine will flow at the 17th annual Palisadro Park Celebration of North State Wine. Wine tasting with award-winning North State wines and food pairing. Distillery pouring, fine hors d'oeuvres, desserts, and spirits poured by the Denny Bar Distillery. Live music by Pat Karch and Off the Charts. That's March 12th at 5:30 p.m. at the Reading Senior Center. Tickets can be purchased online at thecelebrationofnorthstatewine.com or at Palisadro Feed. For more information, go to pcpark.org. This event is sponsored in part by this great radio station.
And label it with the words main valve and hang it from the valve handle and make sure all household members can find it before a flood occurs. Another important location to know, the weakest link of your plumbing system, and it's probably the rubber connecting hoses on your washing machine. These hoses can dry out, burst, and allow thousands of gallons to rush into your home. To avoid this, be sure to turn off the water supply valves to the washer before leaving home for an extended period of time. That's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com, where we are here to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence. So give us a call with your questions, your comments, and we will get that project done together.
Well, an easy way to cut down on food waste at home is to install a garbage disposer. Now, there's nothing more convenient than being able to send all that leftover fruit and potato peels, the vegetable stubs, and all kinds of other food waste right down your drain.
Yeah, and this is one of those appliances that once you own it, you never want to be without it again. I mean, I did not grow up with a garbage disposer, and when we redid our kitchen many years ago, we put one in for the first time, and I was like, oh, man, I'm never going back. It's so cool to have one. So if you don't have one, pick one up. And if you're going to shop for one, there are three questions you need to consider. First up, which type of garbage disposer would work best for your home? Secondly, what special features are most important to you? And thirdly, do you have a septic tank? Because that has an impact.
Yeah. Now, garbage disposers are going to come in two basic modes: batch feed and continuous feed. Now, the batch feed models operate only when the disposal lid is engaged and the unit is activated. Continuous feed models operate with the flick of a switch, and they will run until the unit is switched off, and they're much more convenient to use. Now, let's talk about noise, because you're like, ah, running and food, it's got to be loud. Well, basic disposal models operate with a typical amount of noise like you'd expect. However, new premium models do run much more quietly thanks to sound deadening features similar to how dishwashers operate. That said, sink style also will impact the noise that you get. An inexpensive stainless steel sink may not provide solid support for a heavier, high-powered model, and an overpowering disposal may cause that surrounding countertop and cabinets to rattle. So there's a lot of stuff to consider.
Now, let's talk about if you have a septic system, because septic systems that are sized to accommodate usage of several typical home appliances like dishwashers and washing machines and showers, that's pretty much the norm. Disposers, on the other hand, are compatible with septic systems as well, but you need to avoid placing any solid, like mineralized items like eggs or seafood shells in the disposer, as those could definitely contribute to the accumulation of sludge, which is going to clog up your septic field and potentially impact its effectiveness.
Now, you hear a lot about people's disposers getting stuck, so there's got to be some tricks of the trade to fix them. So what can we dish?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, in fact, I got a tech support call from a Money Pit listener, known as my son, last week about this, which got me thinking.
Number one
about
fan.
It. Yeah, you know, he's down in his own apartment down in Virginia, and, you know, he had turned on the disposer, and he just had this, like, sort of buzzing sound, like, turn the switch off, quick, because what I knew that meant was it was jammed. It was stuck in that position. Apparently, I think his roommate had, like, cleaned out a fish tank and, like, dumped some gravel down the sink or something like that, and a little piece of that stuff got stuck in the disposer. And so the solution is this. On the bottom of most disposers, now I have to say, first of all, turn the power off. You don't want to do this with the power on. Make sure the power of the unit's off with a circuit breaker. Figure it out. Turn it off. But the bottom of the disposer has a socket for an Allen wrench right in the middle of it. Like, think of it as like the axle for the disposer. And most disposers come with this Allen wrench. And so I was sending him off to get, you know, his hex wrench set that I knew he had because I put it in his toolbox. and he said, he opened up the bottom of the closet. He said, oh, wait, there's this big wrench here. So that's like the right thing to do. Once you get one of those wrenches for a new disposer, leave it in the closet in the bottom of the sink cabinet, because that's where he found it. And that's, it's always there, or in a kitchen drawer. And so basically you put this in, and now you actually are sort of moving the disposal mechanism forward and backwards. And you just kind of like rotate it forward and backwards and forward and backwards. And he did it a couple of times, flicked the switch on, and away it went. All problem solved. So sometimes it gets stuck. And there's that little hole in the bottom where the Allen wrench fits in, and you can free it up that way. And the other thing I'll tell you is that disposers have their own circuit breaker. Also on the bottom of the unit, there is a little push-button kind of breaker. And sometimes if it gets stuck and you don't turn the switch off quick enough, that little breaker will pop. So not only do you have to unstick it, you have to push that breaker back in. So, yeah, you know, for an appliance, it's actually a pretty easy do-it-yourself fix, and I like the fact they give you the tool to do it with.
All right, now can you end this, like, family argument that I'm sure many people have across the United States and wherever else you listen to the Money Pit? Do you need to run the water? I feel like there are water runners and there are not.
Oh, my God. I can't tell you in the years I spent as a home inspector
How many homeowners yelled at me for not running water when I was testing a disposal?
When you flipped that switch.
Oh, man. They thought that I was like, you know, I was ruining that appliance and I was going to have to pay for a new one and this and that. Look, there's this little thing called the ball bearing, and that's what makes them spin. The fact that you run water or not is immaterial. What the water does do is it helps move the waste through the plumbing system, but you can run the disposer without any water for hours, and it would have no effect on it whatsoever. I don't know why you would want to run it for hours, but if you wanted to run it for hours, you could.
All right. Hope that settles a lot of arguments out there. You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We're standing by to help you with your home improvement and your decor questions, so give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next home project. Get started at Angie.com. Coming up, one of the most awkward things to have to hook up is a dryer exhaust duct. But if you don't get it right, a disaster could follow. We're going to share some tips on how you can make this project easier next.
You live in a money pit.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need and Angie will handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-472-4286. 800-472-4286. 800-472-4286. That's 800-472-4286.
No one likes stepping onto a cold tile floor in the winter, especially with bare feet.
With SunTouch floor warming, that never has to happen again. You can easily install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and enjoy warm floors for just pennies a day.
Fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro. SunTouch has all the products and support you need.
Join millions of households across America and choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at SunTouch.com.
Is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
I'm Leslie Segretti. Guys, we're homeowners. I certainly love to go look at homes, so I'm always thinking about projects, but maybe someday I'll actually buy it. But
you're like a perennial home shopper. You're
I
always
want one.
Houses.
I want a new one so badly. But when it's all on your own, it's very scary. So I just, you know, I keep looking. But in all that looking, I get so many ideas. And I'm sure, like you guys, you just want to do the best job with your house. And you want to take care of it. And you're excited. And you love it. And you're proud. And you're also terrified of all of these things that are involved in a house. But guys, join us at the Money Pit. Join the podcast. We're going to help you plan. We're going to help you save money. We're going to spare you from snafus. And maybe someday I'll buy that house.
Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Laurel in Pennsylvania is dealing with some stinky drains at home. Tell us what's going on.
My bathroom drain and the kitchen drain, they're starting to smell like garbage. And nothing I put down there helps. Well, can you help me?
What have you tried to do in terms of cleaning them?
Like dishwashing liquid in real hot, soapy water.
Laurel, the odor that you're describing is most likely what we call biogas or biofilm.
Okay.
Because of the moisture and the waste that gets into these lines, they form sort of a mass of biological material that sort of gels together and releases an awful odor, kind of like something that's rotting. And there's no way to kind of make it simpler than that, but it's really kind of a gross thing. So what you need to do is just sort of rinsing it out with hot soapy water is not going to do this. You've got to take the drain cover off. You've got to get into the drain with like a bottle brush or something like that and scrub the inside of the pipe. And that will start to break down the biofilm, and that should help eliminate the odor problem. It's not just a matter of rinsing it out, because that's kind of just feeding it. You literally have to abrade this gross stuff away to make it clean once again. Okay?
All right. And I really enjoy your program every week.
Well, the most important part of a dryer, believe it or not, is not what is on the front of the dryer. It's what's on the back. It's the ducting. It's the dryer exhaust ducting. And I got to tell you, in all the years I spent in the home inspection business, I saw this done wrong more times than I saw it done right. The idea here is to have the shortest distance between the dryer and the vent outside your house. And also to have no kinks in those lines. But typically, especially right behind the dryer, you have, a vent that's mounted in the wall. Then you have the other side of the vents on the machine itself. And you have this like sort of snake-like exhaust duct that you put on one side, then the other. Then you have to push the dryer back to the wall. Well, what happens to that piece of ducting? It gets all twisted up and like sort of like candy cane shaped and like just kind of all squishy and collapsed, and it just doesn't work. It makes it harder for the clothes to dry, and you build up more lint. I was faced with this exact problem, Leslie, this past weekend. One of the projects I was doing in the condo I was fixing up was straightening out the dryer exhaust duct. And so I decided that I would use what's called a periscope vent. Have you ever heard of a periscope vent?
No, but is it what it sounds like? You're sort of snaking something through but still kind of checking it out, or it's up like a submarine?
Yeah, think of it like a submarine periscope, right? So on the bottom, you have an opening for the vent on one side of this sort of periscope. And then on the opposite side, towards the top, you have another opening. So what you can do is if, like, say you have a hole in the wall where the vent goes that maybe is, I don't know, a foot higher than the one where the dryer is, basically the periscope, like, slides. It expands. It goes up and down, just like a periscope. And you can adjust it to the perfect height between those two ducts and basically press it in place on the dryer side, which is what I did because that was the low side, and I secured it tightly. I brought the dryer back to the wall, and it was pretty easy to reach my hand behind the dryer and push it in so it connected with the wall vent, and then I put another radiator clamp strap around that, and I was good to go. And this way I had no hoses that were crushed and crimped and messed up behind the machine, and I knew we would get a lot better drying efficiency and we would not have lint built up. So the bottom line is it's really important to make sure that you have as clear a path for dryer venting as possible so that your clothes dry quickly and that you don't collect a lot of lint that can lead to fires.
All right. I mean, it's really an important project, so you got to do it right.
James in Illinois is on the line and looking to tackle an electrical project. What are you working on?
I have probably a 50-year-old house, and everywhere except my bathroom and my kitchen, I'm dealing with a two-prong outlet. And I'm just using these adapters that are three-prong adapters everywhere else, and I absolutely hate it. And I don't even know where to begin getting them fixed. I'm kind of not wanting to go the route with an electrician, but the thought of doing something and doing it wrong and then having an even bigger mess scares me.
Yeah, you want to hire a pro. You don't have enough conductors for three prong. You don't have the ground wire and the type of wiring system that was put in. Now, there's a way to kind of get around it. You can install ground fault outlets that have the ability, if they're wired correctly, to basically shut off the outlet if there's ever a diversion of current to a ground source, which is basically what happens when you get a shock. But even that needs to be done by a pro. So I would have an electrician come in, look it over, and figure out the easiest way to resolve it. I think it's probably easier than you think. Electricians are pretty good at being able to run new wiring through finished walls and ceilings without disturbing a lot of the structure.
Oh, that was my biggest fear, was that it's going to be a big mess. But
yeah, they don't have to tear it all out to do that. There's different tools that can snake wires through those spaces, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. So download the app today. Coming up, if you've ever tried to remove a screw, but you only have it strip again, we're going to share an ingenious solution so that never happens when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Fly nonstop from Reading to Las Vegas for as low as $39 one way with Avelo Airlines. Feeling like that weekend getaway? You can be in Vegas by lunch and enjoy all that Las Vegas has to offer. Great food, entertainment, and fun. Don't forget about those Raiders games this fall. With small lines and easy parking, flying from Reading with Avelo just got a whole lot better with flights to Vegas. Say hello to Avelo and book direct now at AveloAir.com.
Moment in History by KCNR Radio. In February 1850, Shasta County was created as one of the California's original 27 counties. In September of that same year, California was admitted into the Union, meaning that Shasta County was even older than the state of California. Before Shasta County was named, Shasta residents held a town meeting in the middle of Main Street and named their town Shasta, presumably because Mount Shasta could be seen from the hills of the town. Originally, Mount Shasta was within Shasta County, but is now part of Siskiyou County. The original Shasta County included a major portion of Northern California, including Mount Shasta, and all the territory that later became Modoc, Lassen, and Siskiyou counties, as well as parts of the present-day Plumas and Tehama counties. Contributed by Dottie Smith.
No shenanigans this month over at Black Bear Diner. Celebrate St. Paddy's with a week's worth of Irish flair. Enjoy an Irish Benedict, Reuben sandwich or corned beef and cabbage. All served from Monday, March 14th through Sunday, March 20th. Pair up with a beer or end with our new chocolate coconut caramel delight pie. Either way, make sure you go green at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and a tap house rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House, pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Duct, but it's open to the space where the heating system is located in the garage behind the wall. As a result, the cold air from the garage keeps the basement very cold in the winter. Is this vent cutout necessary, or can I cover it up?
Ah, yes. Very confusing. It looks like a duct, but it's not. What it actually is, Joan, is a combustion air vent. I imagine that your heating system is contained inside of a closet in that basement area. And because it's in a small area like that, you have to make sure that there's enough fresh air that gets in there for the burn of the gas to actually happen, or the oil, or the propane. Any kind of fossil fuel needs to have combustion air. Because if you starve it of air, the fuel won't burn completely, and that can lead to carbon monoxide problems. So you don't want to do that. So no, you definitely need to leave that vent open. It is there for a very important purpose, and that is to make sure you have plenty of fresh air in that system to properly operate the furnace.
Yeah, we have the same. So we have the boiler room is in a small closet off of the basement hangout room, and the kids are like terrified of that room. Which is great because you can keep stuff in there that you don't want them to see, but also you can't close the door. So
yeah.
I ended up putting a vent in the door so that I could close it tight so that they weren't like terrified. I even took them in and showed them all of the equipment, how it works, nothing to see here, nothing to be afraid of, but they are convinced that there's something living in there that, you know, has bad intentions.
You know, I was replacing the floor in the laundry room at a condo that we own and we rent. And I was kind of on my hands and knees working on this floor, and I felt a draft, and I looked, and there, of course, was a combustion air vent right in the sidewall of this room. And the thing, interesting thing is this is a second floor unit in the middle of the house. So no matter where this sort of enclosed area is, it's got to have fresh air for it to work properly.
Yeah, it's got a good job.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thanks for spending a bit of your day with us. Hey, whatever project you guys are working on, if you run into a jam, we will get you out of it. Remember, you can reach out to us 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com. And don't forget to check out the brand new Money Pit Vox Pop app and get your questions answered first. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Money Pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. Russian forces shelled a mosque as fighting continues on the outskirts of Kyiv.
The mosque in the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol was sheltering more than 80 people, including children. Mariupol has suffered some of the greatest misery from Russia's war in Ukraine, and the pounding of the city has continued. Meanwhile, around Kyiv, air raid sirens rang out across the capital as artillery barrages pounded several areas. Britain's defense ministry said Russian ground forces outside Kyiv had pushed closer to 15 miles away from the city center. I'm Karen Chamas.
Meanwhile, Colonel Robert McGinnis tells the Salem Radio Network President Putin does not want to cause more damage than he already has.
In all probability, you know, at the end of the day, if Moscow were to take over Kiev and many of the cities, and they haven't flattened them like they did Grozny, then they want to be able to, you know, have the infrastructure that can be used right away.
McGinnis says it's very difficult to see how effective the Russian troops are in Ukraine. Former President Trump was in campaign mode this evening, headlining a Save America PAC rally in Florence, South Carolina. Former president stumping on both sides of the political fence.
If you want safety, security, and strength, vote for America First Republicans this November. But before we can defeat the Democrats, socialists, and communists at the ballot box this fall, we first have to defeat the rhinos and grandstanders in the primaries earlier this year.
President Biden continues to get low marks for how he's handling his job. A new Wall Street Journal poll shows 57% of voters remain unhappy with his performance. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
A new analysis provides more clues about a Pilgrim-era shipwreck.
The most in-depth scientific analysis of a shipwreck found on Cape Cod more than 150 years ago has provided the best evidence yet that the timbers are from a vessel that stranded on the peninsula in 1626, an episode described in detail by the leader of the Pilgrims. The results of an international multi-year study on the remains of the ship known as the Sparrowhawk were published Friday in the Journal of Archaeological Science reports. The study used wiggle-match dating, a form of radiocarbon analysis, and dendrochronology, the study of tree ring growth, to narrow down roughly when the Sparrowhawk was built. Keith Peters reporting.
On this date in 1947, President Harry S. Truman announced what became known as the Truman Doctrine to help Greece and Turkey resist communism. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Inflation's costing the average American household nearly $300 a month.
Moody Analytics came to that number following the latest Labor Department data revealing that consumer prices spiked 7.9% in February. It's the fastest increase since February 1982, when inflation hit 7.6%. Inflation hit a 40-year high in February, driven in part by higher gas prices. From January to February, nearly every category of goods and services grew more expensive. Gas jumped 6.6% and accounted for almost a third of the price hikes. Grocery costs jumped 1.4%, the sharpest one-month increase since 1990. Patrick Foss reporting.
The Justice Department named a chief prosecutor for pandemic fraud. Kevin Chambers, an associate deputy attorney general, will lead criminal and civil enforcement efforts targeting the fraud. The department has now convened the COVID fraud enforcement task force that President Biden wanted in his State of the Union address. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I'm calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie app and Bank of America. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And this is episode 2187 for those of you that keep track of that sort of thing, which means we've been doing this for a long time. And we are here to help you fix up your home, fix up your money pit. For us, a money pit is a term of endearment. It means we care. And we all have things that we love that take money to maintain and improve, and that kind of includes a house. And so we're going to help you do just that. If you've got questions about home improvements you want to get done, maybe you got some projects that you're thinking about taking on for spring, reach out to us. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. If you've got something that's not gone well in your house, maybe something's breaking down, maybe you're seeing a leak or a squeak, you could post that question to moneypit.com. Or brand new, starting today, you can also download the Money Pit Vox Pop app, a new way for you to get your questions answered. And for those that download the app and leave their questions on the app, there's a simple way for you to push a button and record a question to us, send it over to the studio directly. You will get your questions answered first. You'll find that link at moneypit.com, the new Money Pit Vox Pop app. Coming up on today's show, with cities beginning to reopen, the real estate market is heating up again this spring with buyers that are very eager to upgrade to a new home. But here's what's interesting. The features that you're looking for, well, they have changed a lot. We're going to share what today's home buyers are hot on.
And is your family growing? Well, before you hear the pitter-patter of little feet, it's smart to make sure that your home sweet home is as safe as it can be. We've got everything you need to know about baby-proofing your money pit coming up.
And if you're thinking about taking on a tile project this spring, choosing the right look, well, that's only part of the job. We're going to have tips on how to choose the best type of tile for your project.
So give us a call. Let us know what you are working on, from tiling to design to heating and cooling and outdoor decor. Whatever it is, we're standing by and we're happy to lend a hand.
That number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or you can post your questions to MoneyPit.com or download the MoneyPit Vox Pop app.
Marlon, Louisiana is on the line and has a question about a porch. What's going on?
I have an old house built in 1910. It has about 22 columns on the porches, two-story. And my question is, if I want to take in part of my porch downstairs and screen it in, or just take it in and make a sunroom, how can I do that with those huge columns in the way, because they are not a perfect shape and they're round, and they have the big Corinthian beautiful caps on top. So how would I do that? Would I have to take the columns off and just box in the porch?
Marla, that is a huge project. I mean, Leslie, if she said she has 22 columns on that house now, I mean, columns like that, they're not designed to be boxed in. Plus, I'm sure those columns are probably holding up a good portion of the roof. So to even disassemble and move them, you would need to support what's behind it. And if you were to kind of square them off, I think it would ruin the architectural view of the house right now. So I think the best thing for you to do is to talk with an architect and have them redesign the front of the house to get closer to what you want to do. This style does not lend itself to modification. I think it would be kind of odd to have a screened-in porch sort of shoved into a space that is covered by all those columns. What do you think, Leslie?
I mean, the columns definitely are part of what makes that house the architectural style. So by changing that, you're definitely modifying the look of the house. And what else do you have to do to sort of accommodate that new look so it doesn't seem like a mishmash of styles? So I think there's a lot to be done there. It's just a matter of sticking with an architectural style you like and making sure that's consistent. And to do so, you definitely need an architect to help you along the way.
Yeah, this is not an easy porch to enclose because you're completely changing the style of the house. So I think that's the best place for you to start.
Perry needs some help with a roofing project. Perry, what's going on?
I'd like to know the proper way to put a metal roof on a house.
All right, that's a straightforward question there, Perry. So first of all, when it comes to metal roofing, some contractors will try to put it over an old asphalt roof. I generally think that's bad practice. So the first thing would be to strip off the old roof right down to the sheathing. And then assembling the roof would go probably on top of a vapor barrier. So you would probably use ice and water shield at the bottom, and then you would use a heavy tar paper, probably like a 30-pound felt, and then the metal roofing gets attached on top of that. The way it gets attached is going to vary based on the roofing manufacturer. Usually there are different types of either clipping systems, or there are fasteners that have like a rubber grommet built into it. This is a pretty physically difficult job because the sheets are big. They're not terribly heavy, but they can act as sails. When the wind catches it, they can, you know, push you right off the roof. So you got to be super careful as a do-it-yourself project. You might be better off just hiring a pro that does this all the time, because it also gets tricky around the chimneys and around the wall intersections, because all that stuff has to be properly flashed. Now, the good news is when you get it done, you're going to have a roof that lasts a lifetime, because these roofs literally never wear out. So good luck with that project, and we definitely think metal roofs are a good choice.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. You need some help with a project? Well, we're taking your calls now at 888-MONEY-PIT, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next home project. Get started at Angie.com.
And just ahead, if you're thinking about selling your home this spring, the features homebuyers are looking for have changed a lot. We're going to share the most popular features in today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Next.
No one likes stepping onto a cold tile floor in the winter, especially with bare feet.
With SunTouch floor warming, that never has to happen again. You can easily install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and enjoy warm floors for just pennies a day.
Fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro. SunTouch has all the products and support you need.
Join millions of households across America and choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at SunTouch.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-472-4286. 800-472-4286. 800-472-4286. That's 800-472-4286.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need and Angie will handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on at your Money Pit this weekend? And what are you planning on working on? Well, whatever it is, you can get help with your home projects when you follow the Money Pit podcast. Whether you're doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be.
Just head on over to moneypit.com/podcast and choose your favorite player.
Now we've got Christina in Missouri on the line who is about to tackle a bathroom renovation but has a lot of questions. Tell us about the project.
So my project, it's the master bathroom, and it's one of those bathrooms where it has the tub, and there's a window, a big window right above the tub, and a very, very narrow shower. And so I would like to be able to remove the shower and the tub out completely and make an expanded shower and use the space where the shower is at, make that into storage. And so my question is, what do I do with the window? Do I like the light that comes in, but it's very, very drafty. So if I were to replace the window, would I use like a double pane or triple pane? Or if I were to kind of shore up the window, then would that mean probably obviously some masonry work that needs to be done? I'm just trying to figure out what is the most cost effective and, quickest way, I guess, to be able to resolve the window issue.
You might want to look into privacy windows. You know, there's some really pretty privacy windows that are designed for bathrooms. I'm thinking of one that looks like glass block. Leslie, you know, the kind that has like sort of the wavy glass to it. It's not designed to open, but it brings a lot of light in.
But there are, you know, double hung windows that are privacy glass as well that are meant for bathroom spaces. I mean, otherwise, how would the window that's directly next to my toilet function? I mean, yeah. It's amazing. It's the worst place for it, but luckily the glass is, you know, clouded in a way. So there are options that give you the privacy within the glass, but also the functionality of the window. But you definitely do need to upgrade that window system that you have so you're not getting those drafts.
Right. So I have seen some frosted glass and, you know, and other like Instagram pictures and things like that. But are those types of windows, are they like double pane windows? Do they even, I don't even know. I guess, I mean, I have a lot of research to do.
Those type of decorative windows with the frosted glass, they are available in, and we call that thermal pane. Double pane is thermal pane windows. Certainly you could buy a privacy window that is an Energy Star rated window. That's another good thing to look for. The other thing I'll point out is make sure that the bathroom, I don't know if your bathroom has a ventilation fan in it, because sometimes bathrooms with windows don't have these vent fans, but you're definitely going to need to add one, especially if you decide to use a non-openable window. And even if not, if you're going to do the renovation, I would add a bath fan at the same time.
Okay, yep, we do have one, and I was thinking of replacing that one also, because I think it's one of those things where if I'm going to do the upgrades, I might as well upgrade that too. So,
yeah, you know the four most important words? You know the four most expensive words for bathroom renovations while you're at it?
Yeah, yes, exactly. Well, it's all the small things that start adding up that make the project that much more expensive. But having a plan, having a good plan, and doing my research, and part of the call to you was part of that. So thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, you're very welcome. Good luck with this project.
Okay, thank you. Take care.
Well, with vaccines rolling out and cities beginning to reopen, the real estate market is again heating up with lots of buyers eager to upgrade to a new home.
But if you're thinking about selling your home this year, the National Association of Realtors reports that features home buyers are looking for have shifted to reflect the impact that the pandemic has had on our lives.
We'll share the improvements today's home buyers are focused on in today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
All right, number one, and I can understand why this is first on the list, an upgraded outdoor space. I mean, if you've got a backyard, even some minor landscaping refreshment, that can make a huge difference and increase your home's curb appeal. And you might also consider adding in a fire pit or an outdoor kitchen, you know, something that makes that outdoor space totally desirable and the place you want to go, because boy, did that save our lives for this pandemic, having that backyard.
And likewise, a functional home office. I mean, you know, before the pandemic, the return on investment for a home office upgrade was nil. I mean, it was really towards the bottom of the barrel of all the improvements
terrible
you could
improvement.
Make. Really terrible. Now, it's up at the top, because we all need to have a dedicated space for multiple people to be able to be on calls at the same time. I mean, even if you don't need two home offices or a remote learning station for your own family, you might want to consider staging your home to show the possibilities for new home buyers.
And here is cubicle one, where you can relax. And here's your living room pod.
Well, that's right.
I mean, I know we're joking, but it's real.
Yeah, speaking of which, let's look at the next item. No more open floor plans.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, can you imagine? It's like just having this wide open space and everybody trying to do their thing on a Zoom call at the same exact time. You know, it makes sense why these open floor plans are not as popular. You need those distinct spaces for family members to work or to study. And, you know, with people spending more time at home, they kind of want a room or at least a different environment so you don't feel like you're stuck in the same space all day.
And they're also looking for spaces for a home gym. I mean, many folks could not go to the gym during the pandemic, and they got very comfortable with the idea of working out at home. In fact, the sales of home exercise equipment is way up now. So people are looking for a space to hold that gym equipment, whether it's a yoga mat, a treadmill, or a stationary bike. Having that space in your house, or at least showing potential new buyers that you could have a home gym in a particular space, makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and this other one makes sense, too. It's an upgraded in-law suite, but it doesn't mean that it has to be for your parent. How many young adults, you know, just out of college or first-time jobs had to come back home, leave their apartments? Now suddenly everybody's back in the same space again. So a guest house, a mother-daughter space, something that gives an option for a completely separate living space is great, especially for people with multi-generational households. And also, you never know when people are going to come back and come back to stay.
And finally, a seriously spruced up laundry room is big right now. I mean, first off, Concerns about cleanliness and hygiene have been at an all-time high during the pandemic, so understandably, people are doing a lot more laundry. But buyers also want these spaces to be beautiful like the rest of their homes. They're going to be spending a lot of time there. We don't want the laundry room to be like the last vestige of space in your house where you can't think of anything else to do with it, so it's the laundry room. No, it really needs to look nice. And so if you've got a spruced up laundry room, you're going to be that much farther ahead of the pack when it comes time to finding a home buyer that's willing to pay the highest possible price for your home.
And that's today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Apply at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Michael in Raleigh is on the line, new listener, new homeowner, and definitely has a lot of questions about how this home is built. What's going on?
There's a sunroom that's attached with the roof. The roof is new. The sunroom is old. And it has footings that seem to be partially buried. We're not sure if there's cement footings down there. We're not sure how to check yet. And then the inspector said that the frame of the sunroom isn't bolted to the foundation of the house, so we're not sure if that's something they'd be worried about. And there was a unfinished support beam underneath the frame of the house that had no pier to the ground. So those three things were just kind of weird, and we weren't sure how scary they were, but we were going to try to get them fixed, and we're just not sure the best way to go about it.
So, Michael, you definitely have a lot of reasons to be concerned. What you're describing to me sounds a lot like a scenario that I often saw as a professional home inspector, and it kind of goes like this. When the house was built, at some point there was a slab, like let's call it a patio, off the back of a wall. Somebody got the bright idea that, hey, we're going to create a sunroom, and we're just going to build this sunroom, which very often they come in kits, or they're built from scratch, and they build it on top of the patio. But here's the thing. Patios are not foundations. They're patios. They're only 4 or 5 inches thick, typically, and they're not designed to be stable enough to become really living space of the house. So now that the sunroom was built on top of it, and then you mentioned that the new roof overlapped the sunroom, it sounds kind of sloppy. Obviously, your home inspector found that it wasn't bolted to the house, or it wasn't bolted to the home's foundation. Again, kind of like bringing me down that path to thinking that this was just all thrown together very haphazardly. And you say you don't know how to check if it has a foundation. That I can help you with. That's actually pretty easy. The way I used to do it is I would take a very long screwdriver. I used to buy these screwdrivers, Leslie, when I was home inspecting. I must have been like one of the only people to buy these. I'd always get them at Sears, and it was a straight screwdriver that was about 14 inches long.
Like, what do you actually use that for?
Like, I don't know. If there was a straight screw in a diesel engine, you need to reach to it. But I used to use it so much that I would, like, almost wear off the tip of it. And I would take that, and I would use it a lot because I would check for termites with it, right, by poking wood. But I would also poke for foundations. I would take that screwdriver, and I would insert it underneath the slabs in buildings like this at a 45-degree angle. And almost all the time, it would go straight in, indicating there was no footing, ever. And so, basically, if you've got a house that's got one of these sunrooms on, it's worth nothing. It's not fixable. There's nothing that you can do to make it any better. If it becomes a problem, you simply got to tear it off, go back to where you were with the patio, or take the patio out and actually build it like an addition, which means you put a slab in first that has footings built into it. The other thing of concern is you mentioned that there's some sort of unsupported beam in the basement. You know, that's all bad stuff. So it sounds like your home inspector did a decent job with flagging this stuff for you. I'm a little bit surprised he didn't take it further by telling you how serious it is, because just from your descriptions, I'm concerned. So I think you need to get more information from your home inspector or get a second opinion, perhaps from even a structural engineer or an architect before you move forward, because I'm concerned that one, if not both of these things, could lead to some very expensive repair bills in your future.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie. Angie connects you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. Check out Angie.com to start your next home project today.
Still to come, does your home pass the safety check when it comes to little ones? Learn what steps you need to take to baby-proof your home before the pitter-patter of little feet arrive.
Hey, 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 Bonnie Pitt.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickRete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
I can't believe it.
What?
There's a scratch on the car.
Where? I can't even see it.
That's the thing. I can see it.
Where?
It's right there.
Oh, if I had a microscope, maybe.
Well, I'm calling Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. They have great prices, and they offer free estimates.
Free estimates?
Yes. Maybe I'll even change the color.
Okay, pink. I've always wanted a pink car.
It's just a scratch. I'll call Mako. 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Electric sensors for the greatest protection.
Another convenient feature is the reset or silencer button. This allows you to shut down the detector for approximately 10 minutes during a nuisance alarm, like burned toast, and then goes back to full alert. Resetting your detector is always a much better idea than removing the battery, which you could forget to put back. Keeping your smoke detectors in good working order could be a matter of life and death. That's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, and we are here to help tackle your to-dos with confidence. So if there is a to-do that you need to get done, pick up the phone and call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Tara in Pennsylvania is on the line with an insect question. How can we help you?
Hi, I was just wondering, we have a bunch of earwigs that's up underneath our siding, and it seems like they're always there, and we were just wondering, you know, what can we do to get rid of them? Is there anything that's attracting them there?
Well, look, they're probably looking for food, so something is landing on that siding and attracting them. Generally, when they're not up high like that, it's advisable to trap them. Like a trapping program will reduce their population. But if they're up on the side and crawling on the building, I'd probably go straight to a pesticide management program, some sort of chemical control. The University of California recommends a pesticide called Spinosad, S-P-I-N-O-S-A-D. And there's a number of commercial products that are available that have that in it. And that should be probably the best way to control them and stop them from coming back and encourage them to go to somebody else's house to infest.
It would be helpful. Well, along those lines, as far as insects go, we get crickets down in our basement.
Spider crickets.
I guess they're spider crickets. I'm not sure. Little black crickets. But every year they drive me crazy because my bedroom's downstairs.
Why don't you call a pest control operator like Orkin and have them just do a general spraying for insects? You can probably, you know, put just the right pesticide in and around your home in a safe and effective way that will reduce both problems, stop the earwigs and stop the crickets, and just get you a lot more comfortable.
Well, that would be great.
And you know what, Tara, with the cave crickets, we get them where I live on Long Island in the basement. And, you know, I always feel bad when my sister and brother-in-law sleep over because they'll sleep on an air mattress in my basement. And I'm like, the spider crickets are going to leap on you because they totally gross me out. But if you take some double stick tape and just put it around the perimeter of the room, you know, in the interim while you're waiting to treat, they do tend to congregate there. And they'll get stuck, and then you can just pick it up and toss it in the morning.
Well, that's a good idea. I was just using some, like, indoor spray every year when they come around, and then, you know, I'm sucking up the crickets constantly, dead crickets everywhere. And along with them and stink bugs, it hasn't been fun.
Yeah, I bet. You know, Tara, when it comes to making decisions as to whether or not you should go with a professional or use the sort of the do-it-yourself approach, I always feel that if you go with a pro, they're actually going to use less pesticide than you're applying yourself, and it'll be done in exactly the right manner with just the right amount to take care of the problem. I think people tend to overspray when it comes to the over-the-counter pesticides and actually put themselves in greater danger. Does that make sense?
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, when it comes to protecting kids, nothing short of a rubber room can be totally child safe. But with just a little bit of work, you'll be able to remove the most worrisome hazards.
First of all, let's talk about windows. Now, they may look completely harmless, but if your window blinds still have cords, you should know that they're one of the most dangerous items in the house for babies and for young kids. So you want to shorten all long cords, tie them up, get them away from the reach of those little hands. You can also Google Window Covering Safety Council, and they've got some info there for a free tassel shortening kit.
Now, another big issue to watch out for is furniture tipping. Look, kids love to climb, so anything that has shelving is going to be very attractive. Make sure bookcases, large TV stands, and other climbable furniture is anchored to the wall. And by the way, also make sure your oven is modified to prevent it from tipping. There's a special bracket that fits on the back legs and is secured to the floor. So if the door was open and the kids climbed up on it, they wouldn't be able to tip the oven forward, which actually happens surprisingly easily unless it's properly secured down.
That is true. Now, you've got sliding doors at home, glass doors around the house. You like to keep them squeaky clean so they look crystal clear and beautiful. Well, kids often forget, and let's be honest, not just kids. People sometimes forget that the door is there, and then they walk or run right into it. So if that glass breaks, you could end up with some serious injuries. So go ahead, apply some decorative decals. You know, there's a lot of different things you can get for the seasons. Have the kids help you put them up. I know it's something that's going to mess up your nice clear glass, but it's a lot better than broken glass and stitches. Believe me, people do walk into them, so this saves a ton of issues.
Yep. And finally, check your stairs and railings. Railings need to be at least 3 foot tall, and they can't have more than 6 inches of space between any of the spindles. At the same time, make sure handrails are in place for all stairs, and make sure those handrails have a closed end. Handrails that don't wrap around to the wall, they can catch loose sleeves and cause a fall. Now, if you want some more tips on how to baby-proof your home, check it out. We've got lots of articles and some videos at moneypit.com.
Barry needs some help with his jacuzzi. What can we do for you?
Well, what happened was the drain got stopped up. So I took some crystal Drano and poured it, and it got on the tub itself, and it burnt all the way around the drain. I mean, it's burnt plastic. So I was wondering, is there a way to get that back to looking new, or do I just have to replace the whole tub?
Well, unfortunately, you've chemically damaged the tub by using caustic drain cleaners. We really don't like caustic drain cleaners for reasons just like this. They don't really work very well to begin with, and what happens is you end up overusing them or spilling them, and I've seen them melt tubs and melt plastic before. You know, there's a new drain cleaning product on the market right now that I've just come across, and it's fantastic. It's called Drain FX. The website is drainfx.com. And essentially what this is for under $20, you're purchasing what's in essence a pressure washer for your clogged drain lines. You hook this up to the sink faucet. It has a long tube that you can run hot water down. You drop this into the trap, and then you turn the water on, and it blasts the clogs away. It's under $20. Check it out at drainfx.com. You should have one in your toolbox, because you never know when this is going to happen. And look, you could save yourself not only the hassle of a clogged pipe, but in your case, the hassle of potentially replacing a tub or learning to live with the ugly stains that have resulted. Do not use caustic drain cleaners on these surfaces. Take a look at DrainFX. It's a much better option. Barry, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7. Coming up, if you're thinking about taking on a tile project this spring, choosing the right look is only part of that project. We'll have tips on how to choose the best type of tile for your project just ahead.
You live in a money pit.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
A new year means new home projects, and Angie, formerly Angie's List, makes it easy to get the job done right, from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will actually handle the rest, from start to finish, or connect you to a top pro who can. So you can start crossing things off that 2022 to-do list in just a few taps. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day, and for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-719-3102. 855-719-3102. That's 855-719-3102.
Presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping. The essentials have never felt more rewarding. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, do you need help with a renovation, a repair, or even a decor project? Well, call us with your question now at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie. You can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com.
And just ahead, taking care of a home can be a combination of love, pride, and heart-stopping fear. But if you join us on the Money Pit podcast, we promise to help you plan, save you some money, and spare you from snafus. You can follow us for free at MoneyPit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Tammy in Tennessee is on the line. How can we help you today?
Hi there. I was having a question about gutters. Me and my husband are wanting to put some gutters up on the outside, and what would be the best adhesive to use?
Well, typically you don't use adhesive when you put gutters up. You use fasteners. So you would use gutter nails, gutter spikes, as you say, or gutter screws or bolts. I like personally the gutter screws because they go through the entire gutter and they attach to the fascia on the outside of the house and they don't pull out. Sometimes when you use the spikes, they'll work loose over time.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good advice. So use the roofing nails.
No, not roofing nails. Gutter screws, okay? They're special screws. They're about 7 inches long. They usually have a hex head or an Allen head to drive that you have to drive them with. And they basically go into the gutters, about every 3 to 4 feet. And they'll do a good job of holding it in place, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much for the information. I really appreciate your time.
Well, if you're planning a new tile project, you'll probably start your selection by narrowing down the tile colors and designs. But before you get that far, it's a pretty good idea to understand the types of tile that are available, because there are significant differences.
Yeah, but I think for most tiling projects, you're going to be deciding between two types of tile, ceramic tile or porcelain tile. Now, a ceramic tile is going to be made from a mixture of special clays and natural materials that are mined from the earth. They're formed into shapes, and then they're heated in kilns. Now, ceramic tiles can be naturally colored, or you can leave them unglazed like a terracotta. Or they can feature colored or highly designed surfaces, which can then also be glazed. Now, most ceramic tiles have either a white or a red body coloration underneath that glazed colored top layer. And since the ceramic is less dense, it's more susceptible to breaking if a heavy object falls on it like a pot or a pan.
Now, porcelain tile is actually kind of a form of ceramic tile, and it's really popular among homeowners. They're made of fine porcelain clays that are fired at a much higher temperature than ceramic tiles. And as a result, the process makes the porcelain tile a lot more dense and less porous and much harder and less prone to moisture and even stain absorption than ceramic tiles. So more durable all the way around, and all good reasons that most porcelain tiles are a great option for both indoor and outdoor projects. Now, for both ceramic and porcelain tile, it is, however, really important that you choose the right underlayment to absorb subfloor movements because they don't bend. So you want to make sure you have the right kind of underlayment as well as the right type of mortar so it will prevent tile cracks. I hate when we get calls from folks that have beautiful tile floors that have started to crack, and it's only because they didn't put the right membrane under it before they laid it, because there's no fix for that at that point. You're just going to have to live with it until it's time to do it all again, and it can all be avoided if you put the right type of membrane under it. It's called an uncoupling membrane, and it does the job.
Joe from Kentucky's on the line with some help with a bathroom cleaning project. What can we do for you?
Yes, I have an old bathtub, and where the water has leaked, I have some porcelain. I guess it's a porcelain tub. I have some orange spots in there, and they look like they're going to eventually just give way on me. I want to know how I could patch that up.
Are they super tiny, or are they, an inch or so?
Oh, yes, they're very small.
There are touch-ups, but you know what? They will show.
Yeah, I mean, I've used one. When we bought our house, there was like a tiny, super tiny little rust spot in our tub. And I used a product called PorsaFix. And you can get it in pretty much in any home center. It comes in a variety of like whites and off-whites. So you kind of have to guess which one's going to work close enough to your exact white or bisque or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
And it almost looks like it's a nail polish bottle, kind of.
Okay.
And you apply it in gradual layers, letting it set up and then going back the next day and putting another one on until you build it up. And it's done a fairly good job. We've been in the house 8 years and it's still there. It's still covered up. But, I know exactly where it is.
Okay. Well, I thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today. Still ahead, tips to help you spruce up your bathroom for a whole new look, so stick around.
You live in a Money Pit.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Ugh, I can't believe it.
What?
There's a scratch on the car.
Where? I can't even see it.
That's the thing. I can see it.
Where?
It's right there.
Oh, if I had a microscope, maybe.
Well, I'm calling Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. They have great prices, and they offer free estimates.
Free estimates?
Yes. Maybe I'll even change the color.
Okay, pink. I've always wanted a pink car.
It's just a scratch. I'll call Mako. 530-226-0992. 952. That's 530-226-0992.
Years. People have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Give us a call with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post them to MoneyPit.com.
Bathroom projects can be a larger project than you anticipated, especially when you want to rearrange some stuff. Like Lynn. Lynn writes in saying, we plan to completely gut a second story bathroom. We want to move the toilet to where the current shower location is and put the shower where the toilet was. Plumbing wise, it seems like it can be done, but what's involved and what could be the price range for that work?
Well, while it sounds like it could be convenient, it's really not, because the toilet is got to be connected to the main waste pipes for the house, and those are going to be all neatly aligned.
I believe they call them a stack for a reason.
Yeah, right, exactly. If there's another bathroom above it, you know, that those pipes are aligned to take that waste from where they are and get them outside. Now, just because you happen to have a shower, the shower probably drains into the main waste line now as it is. To try to flip it basically means you're going to have to tear up a good chunk of that bathroom floor, probably at least half the bathroom floor, I would think, if not more, right down to the framing, and then completely rerun all the pipes. It is a lot of work. It is not as easy as you might think. So I would proceed carefully about making that switch. If you really, really have to do it, fine. But be prepared for the size of the project. It's a lot bigger than you think.
And then, of course, the size of the price tag.
Yeah, of course.
Listen, it depends on how badly you want that, Lynn. If it's really important for the new design, then it's going to be worth it. If not, see what else you can figure out.
Well, now's a perfect time to think about redecorating spaces in your home for a fresh look. Leslie's got tips on where to start in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, spring's right around the corner. Great time to redecorate, refresh, and rejuvenate, right?
Yeah, and you know what? I think one room in the house that people kind of overlook for that seasonal fresh up or just a, kind of a refreshing of the space because they think it's got to be a big major project is the bathroom. But it doesn't have to be huge. You can make small changes that are going to make a big difference. And a few things that you can do, simply replace that shower curtain, bring in a different pattern, bring in something that's a seasonal color that sort of freshens the space. I mean, you go to any of those stores that those ladies love to spend the money at, and the guys too, you know which places I'm talking about. It's an H and a G, and you shop there like crazy. You can find shower curtains for, you know, such a little amount of money, and it really does make a big difference. And I'm not saying get rid of the old one, just wash it and put it away for the next time that season rolls around. You can also add in new towels. Same thing. You can have seasonal colors that really just freshen up the space. And you don't have to stop there. I mean, bathrooms generally tend to be the smaller spaces in the home, so you can paint that space in a very short amount of time. And if you don't like that color, heck, you got enough time to do it again. But a bathroom is a great place to just simply refresh. I mean, even you can do a vinyl wall covering, say, on just one accent wall, you know, not quite by the shower, but somewhere in that space, just to give it a boost of pattern and design. I mean, think about the hardware on a vanity or your towel racks. Swap out the metal finish. Pick out a different style. Not a tremendous amount of money. Definitely things you can do on your own. Even lighting. If you've got a sconce, upgrade the shade maybe. Change the sconce pattern. Add a chandelier. There's so much you can do in very minimal bite-sized pieces that will definitely refresh that space. And it's surely a place you didn't even know you could do for such a little amount of money and time, but you can and you should.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, if you guys live in an old house like both Leslie and I do, you might be interested to learn as much as you can about it. Now, finding out when your house was built, who lived within its walls, and what changes were made along the way can be a challenging but fascinating journey. We're going to share tips on how to get it done on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
It's almost April, and you know what that means. Cool April nights. Prepare yourself and your classic car for lots of show and shine, entertainment, and best of all, classic cars cruising around town all month. This year's official events will take place April 22nd through May 1st. And be sure to check out their website at CoolAprilNights.com for this year's schedule of events and to register your cars. Mark your calendars for the big show on April 30th, which will feature over 2,000 classic cars. Cool April Nights is also celebrating its 31st anniversary as the largest classic car show in Northern California. So, now is the time to polish up that classic car. Dust off that leather jacket and jeans. And get ready for lots of show and shine, live music, and best of all, classic cars cruising around town all month. Tickets on sale soon at Napa Auto Parts.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.